Okay, so you're not gonna believe this shit. So it's this all of this it just started off as a game with my friend. You know her. At first, it was easy. We teased a boy from her class when we rode the train home from school, made it seem like she had a crush on him. For a week, we'd kept this up, teasing him, saying dirty things to him, eating popsicles like little sluts in front of him. No, don't even give me that look. I know I can deep throat like a champ, but fuck off. And well, poor boy just didn't know what to do. He was a little nerd, really into anime and math club, you know that sort of shit. So we'd go up to him and say, "Hey, Oni-chan," just to fuck with him, just to make him look. But the really frustrating thing is, he wouldn't look. As much as he could, he'd avoid us, trying to hide on the train any way he could. But every single day, we'd find him and play our little game of making him want to fuck us. We thought maybe he was gay, so we made it our mission to make him admit it. "No, it's okay. Don't give me that look. He should just be honest about it," we'd say. But he wasn't avoiding us because he was gay. He was just shy, I think. One day, got a little frustrated. I mean, finals week. It's everybody's high stress around that time. And on a fully packed train after school, I scored lucky and got myself right next to him. He's reading on his phone, probably some stupid anime shit. I think it's called like Mango or something. I don't know. And I put my hand on his thigh. He didn't move, but his eyes shut to slits and rolled in their sockets to stare directly into mine. I mean, I firm like for a split second, like minute or whatever, felt like there was something buried deep telling me that I had to leave or something like horrible was gonna happen. And normally I pay attention to that stuff, but I don't know. I was frozen in place, like one of his figurines, and I thought he was gonna kill me right there, maybe choking me against the glass, but. He stared at me, and like in like a way that something changed in him. Like we're talking, that cold stare turned into something quite hot. I mean, he dropped his hand to mine and pushed it up until I was touching his cock. I stroked it quietly without looking at his face. I mean, I didn't want to be fucking caught in the middle of rush hour traffic with my hand on this nerd's cock. Like, do you blame me? I mean, I was still scared, but I thought if I did it, he'd let me go and I could just leave. But so I stroked it for a minute, and train stopped, and people got off the train a little, or a little few people got off at least. And I tried to pull my hand away, but he held it there. I couldn't move it. And he looked at me as if he was saying, "You started this, now finish it." So I squeezed his dick and, well, stroked it as everybody started to go about their business again, stare at their phones. Pay attention to nothing around them, thankfully. And I said, "You know what? Fine. I'll finish it, but you won't like it." What happened next? Well, like after that, yeah, as the train stopped, it emptied enough that like everybody would have seen me, my hand on his cock. So he put it away, but he still held on to it like tightly, I remember. And he looked at this particular seat across the aisle in like a way saying I had to sit there and I had no choice. So I sat there and he sat next to me, but friend came just in fucking time. And she came up like behind us and asked what was going on and where we were going. He said that he gets off on Avenue F and that I'm going with him to his house. But I said I was actually busy and forgot my friend and I had plans together. But my friend, this fucking dumb bitch, cannot pick up clues to save a fucking life. She's misread me and said, "That's okay, we can both go to his house." I'm like 95% sure, like now, I could feel our boy more excited at the thought of a threesome. What happened to the shy boy that who would avoid the sight of us? Like, I don't fucking understand this. I mean, I was a dumbass and I'd broken through that shell and shattered it on accident into a million pieces. And then something was quite dangerous. I opened Pandora's box, and that was my first experience with something with that transformation. Well, she flirted with him some way. I quietly assisted, and he grew more bold, trying to get my friend to sit on his lap in a nearly empty train car. I mean, Avenue F stop came, and I got worried, so we left the train, all three of us, when my friend suddenly said she forgot her purse and ran back onto the train. I mean, Jesus fuck, woman, like, you gotta stop this sort of shit. So I ran after her and we got in before the door shut on us. I cursed at her. What kind of fucking dumbass bitch doesn't say anything before almost leaving her friend with the would-be rapist? Like, what the fuck? I don't get this. I mean, she just laughed and laughed and laughed and pointed out the window. Like, she didn't know what the fuck had happened to me on the train with him before. So, oh my God. Like, but anyway, more importantly, the boy was pissed. We're calling us sluts and whores, giving us the finger. The next day, he was back to normal, avoiding us like hell. I was worried for a bit that he'd try to get back at us, but nothing ever happened. Honestly, I'm still kind of scared he's just waiting. A few days later, she showed me a picture album on her phone called The Bluest of Balls. I thought it was juvenile, but secretly I laughed on the inside. Inside were pictures of boys at a train station taken from the inside of a train. It was zoomed in on their faces, like, particularly, like, really on their eyes. To, like, you see. Oh, who was it? I can't remember who said it, but like the eyes are the windows to the soul, sort of thing. Most of them were old men who looked dumbfounded, some angry, and some disappointed. She said that's the look that men have when they've fallen in and out of love with in quick succession. I'm pretty sure this woman doesn't even know what the fucking word love means. But she said we do it so fast, we give them whiplash. She said if they don't look like that when we leave, then they never loved you. Well, whatever. Well, anyway, the nerd. Fuck. I still can't believe I played with his cock on that train, goddamn. But the picture of him, like, his picture was, like, frightening. His teeth was bare, and his hand was reaching out like it was trying to grab a hold of me, and I wanted to know what would have happened if he had.